The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. This time of year is too busy. I've come to that conclusion. Maybe you have as well. It seems like we're always constantly preparing for something else. We got to go buy presents. We got to put up the lights on the tree or the house. We went and got out this tree out at the Beer Wagons farm, which was planted 30 years ago, they told me. And now it's your Christmas tree here for the Advent and Christmas season. There were people in here yesterday putting out all of the fresh greenery, putting up lights, testing them, which is like a product of the fall, I think, with Christmas lights, getting ready for that wonderful time of the year. But everybody seems to be stressed out. I did some shopping yesterday, tried to drive around when the toy run was happening, and it was not the most wonderful experience. But it's all about preparation, isn't it? We have to have the best Christmas ever. We have to have the right gifts. We have to have all of the things nice and neat and tidy and in place. And Advent comes along and just smacks us in the face with this. Did you hear that reading from 2 Peter today? "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed." It's the most wonderful time of the year. Advent says, repent. Jesus is coming. Be prepared. John the Baptist comes today. We don't hear about Jesus in the manger yet in Advent. We hear about the camel skin wearing, locust and wild honey eating John the Baptist, the guy who's a little out there in the wilderness, both seemingly physically, the way he looks, and what he's doing out in the wilderness. You notice today Mark's gospel doesn't have the genealogy of Jesus or the birth of Jesus with the angels and the shepherds. He simply says, this is the beginning of the good news, your good news, euangelion, the good news of the salvation of all mankind. But it doesn't go to Jesus just popping up and saying, "Here I am." We start with John. John comes preaching a message of not holiday cheer, but of repentance and baptism. He's pointing, he's preparing to what Jesus is going to be all about as well. Because after all, what are the first words out of Jesus' mouth in the Scriptures? Not, "Hey guys," or "I bet you didn't see this coming." It's repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. In all of the preparations that you are doing for this holiday season and that I'm doing, those things are fine, they're great, we may get stressed out. But Advent tells us that there is something more to this life, something far more eternal that we must be prepared for. that we must be on guard and on lookout for. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these things, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. I'm pretty spotty in my sins. I've got a lot of blemishes that I dare not reveal to you, and I don't feel so much at peace. But Peter says today, be on guard, be on lookout for these things. Be diligent to be found without spot or blemish and at peace. So what are we supposed to do? How are you supposed to take care of this? How are you supposed to get ready for this final day of Jesus' return, where all of the heavenly bodies and everything will be dissolved and burned up, as he said, and all of our deeds will be exposed? You know, those little deeds that you have done behind closed doors and that I have done, those things that you have thought about and said against one another and against God, all of it will be laid bare because Jesus comes with a bulldozer on the last day. The mountains are leveled, the valleys are filled up, the straight path of God is coming for us to judge the living and the dead. And we must be prepared. But the preparation is not about you and what you should strive to do. Christianity is not about this self-help type of religiosity that so many people like to talk about today. This isn't about you trying to pray more or read the scriptures more or just have more faith, a stronger faith, whatever that means. It isn't you bargaining with God, I'm sorry that I've done this and I'll be better, I'll go to church more, I'll give more, I'll be kinder to people. None of those things, according to Scripture, will get you into heaven. All of them, according to Isaiah, are like filthy rags. And in fact, Scripture says that you are at war with God in your sins. You're at enmity with him. But you better be prepared. And that's why we give thanks and praise for somebody like John the Baptist. Because your preparation and my preparation for the coming of Christ doesn't solely reside with you. Jesus has to have somebody go before him to announce and to prepare the hearts of Israel for the coming of the new covenant, where he will give up his life for the forgiveness of sins by being crucified and having his blood shed for the entire world. Jesus could have easily just shown up and said, let's be done with this already. I want to get through my hour on the cross, and I want to come out of the empty tomb. I want to make everything that is wrong right again. But no, he sends forth the prophets, like Isaiah. He sends forth the weirdos, like John the Baptist, to prepare the hearts of the people, to prepare us, not by how much you pray or read the scriptures, but by bringing us back to simply acknowledging that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just to you, will forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Repent, says John. Confess your sins to one another, says Scripture, that you may be forgiven, that you may be found without spot or blemish and at peace. The peace that God has prepared for you by his word, by giving you this meal this day. Your preparations for this coming of Christ and when he will come again to judge the living and the dead, to bring the new heavens and the new earth, has already been done for you. And it is constantly announced and making you ready from this place. As we center ourselves around Christ and his gifts and his presence, speaking to you words of comfort that your warfare has ended, that you have received from the Lord double for all of your sins, And that's not double punishment. It is grace upon grace upon grace, forgiveness upon forgiveness upon forgiveness for all of the wrongs that you and I have ever done. Your cup is flowing over from this place. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, says Peter. And those words are preparing you and I today, taking away the spots, the blemishes, and giving you the peace that passes all understanding, that will guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Because this day is coming. I don't know when. Don't listen to anybody who thinks that they do know when. They don't know either. It will come like a thief in the night, and everything will be exposed. But on that day, it will be a day of peace. It will be a day of peace because all has been made ready for you in your baptism. You have already been crucified with Christ and resurrected according to Romans 6 with Jesus. You already now have his peace. And on the last day of his return, all he will say to you and to I is, "Comfort, comfort, ye my people, says your God." He will speak tenderly to you. "Well done, good and faithful servant." He will speak tenderly and peacefully to you. "Come, receive the inheritance prepared for you since the foundation of the world." He will look at all of your deeds as pure, holy, righteous, innocent, and blameless in his sight, because he has prepared you by his Son. And on that last day, that is who he will see: the crucified and resurrected Jesus in you and you in Christ. And that is a day where we long for, that we are being prepared for now, and that we will rejoice in when it finally comes. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. Freely you have received, freely let us bring our gifts to the Lord.